I think the biggest challenge for programmers coming up is kind of the number of things you need to know and the rate of change. And it's really interesting. Way back when I was in college, it's like when you went to college for computer science and you got out for the summer, it wasn't really expected or even, you know, possible for most people to get jobs actually programming. You know, there were a lot of people who had, you know, computer science, they were really good programmers, and then they went off and they did, they bagged groceries for the summer, or they, you know, painted houses, or they did something else. And now we're in the, you know, so I guess my point there is that things changed very slowly. You know, it's like you had mini computers, and then you had mainframes, and then, wow, this new PC came in. But, you know, the world, the number of things going on and what you needed to know was pretty small. But now, even if you just want to keep track of, you know, what's happening in the .NET area of Microsoft, you know, which is just a small part of the whole world, it's a big effort to keep up to date.
Isn't the opposite supposed to be happening? Aren't we supposed to be building better and better abstractions so that people can write more and more efficient code?
I think, so that's a really interesting question. I do think we have tended to raise the abstraction level. You know, programming in C# is certainly higher abstract than C++ in a lot of ways. I think in general what that means is people just use the time to build bigger things. I think people tend to scope projects based on, you know, how much we can accomplish rather than, you know, what can I do rather than I just want to do this small thing.
So the problem space is actually getting significantly
The problem space is getting much bigger. Because it used to be, you know, somebody would come in and say, oh, I want this, you know, video store application. And it's like, well, what do you do? Well, you know, you type in the name, you have to have names and addresses, and you can check things in and check things out, and that was it. But if they did something now, okay, now they'd want people to be able to access it through the internet and reserve movies and, you know, maybe be able to order movies through the internet, you know, when new stuff comes out, and all of that sort of integration just makes your world a lot more complex.